Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, someone shared this story about their little brother ending himself because he was a 22-year-old incel and he couldn't find a girlfriend. He tried the whole self-improvement angle over the last few years, and it didn't get him anywhere. Women will say if he only had shared his emotions about being lonely by seeking out therapy. What they don't realize is that when we do that, our vulnerabilities are often used against us. Women don't really care about our feelings unless they can turn them against us one day. Moving on, imagine telling people 15 years ago that the host of Fear Factor and the host of The Apprentice would be the most important political podcast event of 2024. Maybe it's proof they were living in a simulation. In an alternate timeline, Joe Rogan was a comedian and Donald Trump worked at McDonald's. Oh wait, that also happened. People 15 years ago also would have asked you, what the hell is a podcast? Number three, America isn't ready for another war because it doesn't have enough troops. But we all know the truth that it's DEI that did that, with white men no longer willing to join a military that talks down to them and hates them. I guess the wokesters weren't smart enough to realize that men won't fight for them if they shame and degrade them. Who knew? But I'm sure we'll be fine, because instead of sending the troops in, we'll be sending in the troons in. Up next, married men make more money than single men at any age. Of course they do. If they don't, then their wives will leave them. Some men, such as myself, make more money while being single. Explain that one to me. Now let's add all the credit card spending, McMansions to keep Muffy happy, cars, vacations, and overtime for married men. Then you'll see why married men have to make more money to keep themselves from drowning financially. I make way more than the average married guy, and no, I'm not sharing it with some succubus. Number 5, apparently beautiful landscapes are now racist too, with this crazy article saying that gardening spreads racism and fascism. Where are all the alt-right green thumbs out there? I guess everything now needs to look like Compton or Detroit to avoid being called racist. Also, trying hard not to be a racist is racist, as well as drinking coffee, which promotes white supremacy. Somehow it's cultural appropriation because coffee was created by black people for black people. Moving on, looks like the Hawk 2 sex bot is coming. This reminds me of the cowboy from the cartoon Silverhawks for some reason. But you just know that the governments will outlaw lumberbots one day, because they can't afford to provide the lifestyle women are accustomed to that they receive from the male population. But they'll fail as men move to jurisdictions where the robots are still legal, or will arm the bots until the governments come and get them. Number 7 is this 18-year-old woman wanting to get knocked up again. She already has 3 kids as a single mom. She prefers men over 30 who are married because cheating makes it more fun. This fella sounds like a child support trap. She wants established men to help support her growing brood of babies. This is either a trap or it's fake. Maybe it's someone luring you in so they can blackmail you if you're married, or rob you in the hood. Plus, she sounds underage, so it could also be the feds. Up next is a book called How to Marry a Finnish Girl aimed at the black migrant market in that particular country. And no, this isn't fake. Written by someone with a very Finnish last name of Schwartzman. At this point, it's so comical, and why would we expect any difference? Also, why does it look like the woman on the cover is getting raped from behind? But the joke's on the author, though. The market of men he's targeting with this book can't even read. I still can't believe this isn't a parody. Number 9, will you get together with Selena Gomez as a blonde in an Alice in Wonderland costume for Halloween? Well, she should keep her hair color that way, and I would definitely hop down her rabbit hole. She looks pretty good for being 32 and having some disease that I can't remember. Maybe she should have been the real Starlight actress instead. She would have at least avoided butchering her face. She's attractive but used to work for Disney, and they have a history of screwing over their girls. Moving on, is this what happens when your girlfriend is a feminist? The better question to ask is, Why are women so obsessed by sex, even though they claim that we men are more obsessed than they are? Is it because it's all they have? How about after feminists destroyed femininity and maternal instincts, the only thing they have to offer men now to keep them involved with them is sex? I bet it's because they're headed towards the wall at 1,000 miles per hour, and they better get all they can while they can. Number 11, is it really any wonder why men are moving from the left to the right? The right is becoming the party of attractive-looking ladies. And that was the Republican strategy, to have dozens or hundreds of hot women at rallies behind Trump, and men were stupid enough to fall for it. The really scary thing is that the woman on the left is trans Peter Griffin. I know it's mean, but it's also true. One hint who this is. His name rhymes with yeast. But if you didn't know who he was, regardless of how big his smile is, would you trust someone with eyes like those? If a woman had eyes like those, we would say that she was one of those that had the thousand cock stare. Someone once said that Mr. Beast is YouTube's Homelander, and now I can't unsee it. Maybe that's what happens to your eyes when you sell your soul. Number 13, here's a picture of Brittany Venti's mother as well as her father. She's wondering which of her parents' auras she got. She definitely got her mother's looks. Is it just my imagination, or does her father remind you of someone that would have hung out with Ray Liotta back in Goodfellas? My favorite picture has to be this one with her dad and a painting of Rocky Balboa in the background. It doesn't get any more "it's so bad it's good" awesome 80s than that. Moving on, we have Thomas Sowell, and he says that activism is a way for useless people to feel important, even if that activism damages the fabric of society. Activism for women is the same as video games for men. It's basically doing something that accomplishes nothing except allowing you to feel a sense of accomplishment, without having to accept any risks of actual failure. This guy is probably the most intelligent black man in America, and the tragedy is that most black men haven't even heard of him. Number 15, Felix Rex asks the question, how did Asian women overthrow white women in the dating market? That Asian women are more attracted to white men than even white women, and that all men except Asian men are most attracted to Asian women. The answer is easy. Asian women aren't overweight and they have a low BMI. Plus, they tend to be more feminine. They also don't have a big mouth either and know how to pull men's nut strings without being bitchy. If you're a white dude that can't get a white woman, then Asians and Latinas are your best second option. Up next, breaking news, Amber Turd is the most hated woman in America. No wonder she had to leave to Spain. Some simps say that they hated Jesus too. Yes, that's correct, but something tells me her career won't be resurrected. Also, who hates Jesus? Will someone please be more specific about that? The only thing that Miss Turd is good for is if you're looking for someone to help you fertilize a bed. Number 17, looks like we have another selfie suicide. This woman tragically dies after walking into a moving plane propeller while taking selfies. This kind of reminds me of that woman that worked at an airport and that was told numerous times not to walk in front of the jet engines, and ended up looking like a train ran right through her. And no, I'm not talking about a bunch of men in the bedroom. I'm talking about that opening scene from The Boys Season 1. Moving on, the assignment was come as your favorite Disney character to school, and the girl on the far right decided to dress up as Darth Vader. That's something that a boy would do, so it wouldn't surprise me if she was assessed for potentially being a future trans kid, and started on puberty blockers at the ripe old age of 4. In the past, it would have been a tomboy thing to do. But today they get the psychologists and genital mutilators involved. It's really sad. Moving on, Catherine Ryan says, don't wait for the right relationship to have kids. Do it alone. Yes, if you want to raise a criminal. Becoming a single parent is a strategy that works for men paying for surrogacy, but not for women, as kids raised by single mothers usually become screw-ups. I feel sorry for that kid in the picture. Growing up, I was friends with a guy raised by a single mother, and he fit this perfectly because he didn't graduate high school, and his brother ended himself. It's really sad. Up next, wow, how the mighty have fallen. Halle Berry says that paying child support money is extortion. You don't say. Now that she's paying child support to her ex. Well, she probably means this for women and not for men. Men, of course, don't matter. If I was the judge, I would triple her payments just for saying that. Maybe if she thinks this is a problem, she could actually work to change the laws. Again, funny how it's only extortion when a woman has to pay. Number 21, looks like Scooby-Doo taught us that the real monsters are landowners and rich people, usually the ones with failing businesses and not the ones that are just greedy capitalists. Then again, some of them didn't want to get rich quick. If Scooby-Doo did teach us anything, it's that Fred was a Chad and he was always getting busy searching the bedroom with Daphne and Velma, if you know what I mean. while Scoob and Shaggy would do most of the heavy lifting. Moving on, which type do you like? I used to like C, but I now prefer B. I wouldn't mind if there was an option between A and B, to be honest. A just looks too much like a boy or an Asian woman, which is why East Asian women are so popular, because they fit in between that A and B. I'm absolutely repulsed by muscular women. Overweight ones I'll pass on, and ones that are underdeveloped creep me out and are too childlike. In a pinch, though, I take A with the boob job. Number 23, I definitely won't be picking any of these women that say they won't date a right-wing man. But why is there a dude in this picture? Is he trying to sneak in there so he can smash all three of them or something? When I see images like this, it reminds me of that meme where the unattractive wokesters threaten that they won't have sex with normal-looking people, and the normies aren't even upset about it, because they just say, okay, you're doing us a favor. Up next, let's do some advanced math. Javier asks, if Joe is 64 and his girlfriend is 23, how much money does Joe have? Easy. The answer is enough for her to divorce him and retire comfortably. Then when she retires, she uses an OF page, and he has to keep working until he's dead to pay alimony and possibly child support as well. The sad part is, if she was smart, she'd play the long game and get it all in the end with no court appearances. Number 25 and the last one, these two women die to get perfect selfies during a yacht party because they refused to wear life jackets because it would ruin their selfies and tan. Their bodies ended up washing up on a beach a few days later. I think that all the silicone and lip fillers would have provided more than enough flotation, but they didn't. Apparently silicone is denser than water, so no buoyancy. Yes, this is a real story. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.